Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 45, Acres of Diamonds.
Hi, this is Dan Miller from 48days.com, where I help folks like you find a true path to a meaningful, purposeful, and profitable life in 48 days. Dr. Brad Miller is here to guide you on your path to your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose on a Pathway to Promise podcast.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
It is incredible that you joined me today for our podcast, where we're going to be talking about some of the surprises which are right underneath our noses if we just pay attention. The Pathway to Promise podcast is all about encouraging you and with a word of hope and encouragement, helping you to overcome adversity in your life. You know, things like maybe the death of a loved one, or maybe you got a bad diagnosis on a disease, or perhaps you're in deep debt, and maybe you're suffering from depression. It could be all kinds of things. All those things are one form or another. They strike us at some time in life. How do you get through it? The Pathway to Promise podcast is here to help you to navigate these things that happen in your life and get through to a place we like to call the promised life. That's a place of peace, prosperity, and purpose, a place where you have a sense of well-being. And so we're here to help you do that. You can find out more about the Pathway to Promise podcast at our website, pathwaypromise.com. Go over there. We have a free gift for you, the 4-minute way to frame your day for success. Go there and pick it up, and it'll be helpful to you. Now, here's our featured story. A century ago, a man named Russell Conwell traveled the United States with an inspiring speech, and he called that speech Acres of Diamonds, and it bears repeating here. The story is of a young man who studied at Yale to become a mining engineer, and upon graduation, he got gold fever, and he went out to California, where the gold rush was happening, to seek his fortune. Now, Yale had offered him a position as an instructor, a teacher, a professor, but he turned it down to go pursue his fortune in California. He even persuaded his mother to sell the Massachusetts farm he grew up on and to go with him. But the trip didn't turn out so well. The trip was futile. He didn't find any gold. And eventually, he accepted a job in Minnesota, working for a mining company at a much lower salary than he had anticipated making in his gold rush days, and even less than he would have made as an instructor at Yale. But more interesting than that, really, is the fact that the man who he sold the family farm to in Massachusetts was harvesting potatoes, which is what they grew in that farm. And he slid a heavy bushel through an opening in the stone wall, and he noticed a shiny stone there. He took a look at it, and he took it to a surveyor, or took it to a place to have it assessed, and he learned that stone was native silver. The farm was sitting on a fortune in silver. Why had that young man, that engineer, who went to all the trouble to go to Yale to get a mining degree and to sought his fortune in California, and ended up with a rather meaningless job, or certainly not satisfying job to him in Minnesota? He had sold the family farm, went underneath his nose all the time, underneath the rocks that he had probably worked over many, many hundreds of times. He had never discovered the silver ore that was there. Could it be that he just never really dreamed that the treasure that he sought so desperately was right under his nose? Was it that he just simply believed that he couldn't find what he wanted there on the farm? So I would share with you, friends, to be encouraged that there are great things in your life right now, no matter how bad they may seem. Think about what you have, not what you don't have. Maybe you have some troubles in your life, but think about the good relationships you have. If you have trouble with the job, maybe you have a good relationship with your wife. Maybe you're having trouble in your relationships. Maybe you're having success in your business. Build on what is successful and then look to seek to reconcile the other areas of your life. Yes, there are times when you have to make changes. Sometimes you have to make dramatic changes. But other times we just simply have to have an awareness of what we have and appreciate what you have. Seek happiness first at home. Security, fulfillment, challenge, maybe right, and contentment, maybe right there underneath your nose, but not seen. Think about what's the potential in what you do have. What's the potential of your job? What about your current relationships? How can you strive to make them better? What dreams do you have that you actually can accomplish if you start working at it and making incremental changes every day? Before you make a great big huge life change that is so dramatic, look carefully around at what you have. Maybe, just maybe, maybe right under your nose, there are acres of diamonds. We're here at the Pathway to Promise podcast to help you discover good things in your life, to give you an encouraging word, a word of hope, a word of peace, of prosperity, a word that will help you overcome adversity in your life to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. You can find out more about us at our website, pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller, encouraging you to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.